the Public Safety Committee agenda.
Nice try.
It's called to order at, give me a time, somebody, 9:06. All right, the first item is the acceptance of minutes from committee meeting on February 7th. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second? Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I know. Before I move forward, I just want to quickly, a conversation I had with the council solicitor, a number, and I don't know what that number is. I didn't look through. Of these claims were denied because the date on the notary was not same as another signature date. Council solicitor, can I just refer to you right now and explain and explain to us as a group what your concern is?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you stated, a few items have been are being sent with recommendations to deny because effectively that the petition that is filed on page one is different than the affidavit of page two, and that the date that someone signed page one is then different than page two, which is a formal affidavit that's signed before a notary. The affidavit itself is required under the ordinances, and it's to essentially lock in the understanding of the person as it relates to how they will act while pursuing the claims. So in this case, that they understand that they're not entitled to recover more than the amount of their losses, that if they receive compensation from other means beyond the city, that they have to essentially true up and return anything such that they're not overcompensated. That's what the affidavit is speaking to, which is subscribed and sworn before a notary. Page one of it is essentially a summary sheet of the facts, which are then reasserted in the affidavit. I would just say that there may be other facts presented or items missing in the files on those particular claims, and that's something that the committee should take under consideration in making any decisions. But I would respectfully disagree that they are facially invalid to be considered based on those two, that distinction presented, that the committees and the council should proceed with their analysis of all the other factors presented accordingly.
Thank you. Question?
Chairman, if I may also comment on that. I would completely agree with our council solicitor. I am a notary myself, and when I was looking at these various items, just because there was a different date on one document than on the other, does not mean that that document, that second document, the affidavit, was not signed in front of the notary on that particular date. I noticed that both pages are typically handwritten. Perhaps when the person had already handwritten that first page and then took to a notary, then that person didn't see a need to re-handwrite everything on the first page all over again, just because they filled out the second page in front of the notary on that later date. Notaries have to uphold an oath. Notaries have to meet certain standards. And if a notary is signing their name and stamping the document, affirming that they personally witnessed the person sign that document in front of them on that particular date, then, unless we have evidence to the contrary, we should believe the notary just as we would under other circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the Oh, I'm sorry. So that being said, let's go to the first item on the docket. Marilyn Bizier, The recommendation is to approve. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $149.72.
Second.
We would just open it up for any questions in case there are any.
I thought I did that first, and then I asked the questions.
If we could just repeat it for...
All right, yeah. That's, any questions from the committee? Any comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Hearing none. All in favor?
Move to approve in the amount of $149.72.
Second.
Thank you. The second is Jane.
All in favor.
Huh? All in favor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. All right. The second item is James Boyajian. And that the recommendation is to deny. There was no evidence given. Yep. Any comments from the committee? Any comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Do we have a motion?
Well, the question that I have, pardon me, is do we have reason to believe that there was or was not a pothole on Industrial Time at around the time of that accident?
I have no information on that. My recommendation is that we go along with the recommendation. They have, as I've been told numerous times, that they be it denied, they have a right to come in front of us. So at that time, if they want to provide evidence, they can do it at that time.
That's fair.
No? I thought I was told that if they get denied, they have the right to appeal.
So
point of clarification, please.
Happy to, Mr. Chairman. The council is considering essentially an effort to resolve the claim within the parameters of both the state law as well as our process here. And so it's presented to us as essentially an agreement that that's the extent of the liability that will occur. Should a claim be denied here, it would still be of avail to them to proceed through like a small claims court or some other alternative way of pursuing it, but it would end our consideration at the council level.
Okay. I stand by what I said. I'm sorry.
Could we, at the next council meeting, move to reconsider it? Not that I want to, but I mean...
It does get complicated because it's within the consent calendar, so if there's a question about wanting to provide more time or follow up, I would recommend, if that's the council or the committee's pleasure, to assign it a PCR and bring it up at a later date. Otherwise, proceed with a recommendation as part of the consent calendar this evening.
So again, I'm looking for a
motion for unfavorable action.
Unfavorable action. Do we have a second? Second. All in favor of unfavorable. Say aye.
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 Nay.
Nay. Yeah, I did everybody before I asked. I did, sir. I did. You've corrected me enough now. I'm sorry. Moving on. Item three, David Estevez, I believe. Mr. Estevez. The recommendation is to approve. Any comments from the committee?
If I may, I believe that the department recommended not approving due to the their perception of there being a notary issue. However, as we've discussed, I don't see any notary issue present. I do see that the claimant provided documentation. It appears to have been made in the correct period of time. The affidavit appears to be filled out correctly. And between the invoice, which relates to a temporary used tire, but even if we don't even consider the temporary used tire, but only look at the three estimates for the tire and the three estimates for the rim, as the claimant provided evidence that both the tire and the rim were damaged, then the sum, no matter which of those three and three we mix and match, the tire, the lowest amount being $206.95, and the rim, the lowest amount being $429.49, combined, they certainly exceed the $300 statutory limit that we have. Therefore, it appears to me that all is in order for us to approve at that statutory limit of $300. And I would, let's see, have we had the public
comment? No, not yet. I'm waiting for you to be done.
Okay, I yield.
Thank you. Any comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Do I have a motion for favorable action in the amount of $300?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Paris Fortini. This is another one that about the insufficient notary, which we have decided is not pertinent. The low amount is $153.19. Any comments from the committee? Any comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, do I have a motion for favorable action in the amount of $153.19?
I would...
first? I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, my bad. I would suggest that the lowest estimate is $136.57.
Thank you. I'm sorry. We're looking for a favorable action in the amount of $136.57. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Lucy Green. This is the one where they were saying the 7 days. I did a little background and two things. In the state law, it says 7 days. It doesn't say 7 business days, 7 calendar days. This happens on the 8th, which is pretty much midweek. If you count the weekend, you know, you take off the weekend. I do not feel comfortable denying this on the grounds that she missed it by a day or two over a weekend where the state law does not specify business days or calendar days. Mr. Walsh, are you waiting to say something to me? Okay. Any comments from the committee? Go ahead.
I agree.
Thank you. Council, any comments from the public? Hearing none, do we have a favorable action in the amount of $180.13?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Ann Iacobucci. I feel like I'm back in school with these names. All right, I'm doing well, though. Not probably notarized. We've already made a ruling on that. Any comments from the committee? From the council? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion for favorable action in the amount of $261?
A small correction.
Yep.
The estimates as written here reflect estimates for one tire, but the claim does properly demonstrate that it was two tires. So all of those, the two different amounts under the estimates should be doubled, which takes us to over 300. And therefore, I have a favorable action in the amount of $300.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next one is Robert Maggiano. Any comments from the committee? Any comments from the council? Any comments from the public? The recommendation is for approval in the amount of $300. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Elizabeth Mattson. Thank you. I got to find where's her folder. That is That, I'm asking for a motion to hold, only because we're waiting to hear back from the, I'm sorry, I don't know on that one. Let me see, I have to get my notes.
Chairman, if I may?
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe that when I'm looking at the affidavit, there is an explanation that while she is seeking reimbursement in part from her insurance company, she states that she has a $500 deductible.
That's what I was looking for.
And so therefore, because the most that we could award would be $300, and so it would not be a double recovery situation, I would have no issue proceeding based on the affidavit.
Thank you. Any other comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, Chairman. I'm sure everyone realizes it, but I just want to point out that we have like three of different items on the same street. So we have three damages on Cohasset Road, four damages on Cohasset Road, and three on another. I forget what it is. So, you know, I think let's get the damn road fixed. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just an aside, and I'm not trying to delay the committee, but the other night, Councilman Howe mentioned at a social event how Kilvert Street is on the schedule of being repaved. I applaud it because so many of our claims come off of that road. It would be better if it was a dirt road, probably, at this point. Anyways, Elizabeth Massa, any other comments from the council, from the public? So do we have a move favorable? I'm sorry. I'm asking for a motion for favorable action in the amount of $300 for Ms. Matson.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, and this one, this is my C notes. The next item is Erin Rath. I'm going to speak on this first. From personal experience, I have driven more than a mile on a flat tire. I mean, if you have to, you have to. And I've ripped tires to shreds. So if that's the only reason they're denying it, I do not agree with that. That's me personally as a councilman. So anyone else on the committee have something to say?
I would also agree with that. And there is a lot of credibility here because, again, this is that very same road.
Yeah.
And looking at the timeline here, the incident was on February 8th. The tow was on February 8th. The affidavit was signed February 8th. And by the way, in our next claim, there was another incident on the same road. It appears, I can't be 100% certain, but it appears to be referring to the very same pothole the next day. So it all seems very credible to me, and I would agree with the chair.
Any other comments from the council? From the public? Any comments from the public? Do we have a motion for favorable action in the amount of $263.75?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Joseph Renzulli. Anyways. Recommendation is to approve in the amount of $300. Any comments from the committee? From the council? Any comments from the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion for favorable action?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one is one we've done numerous times tonight about the notary. No, I'm sorry. Am I in the right one?
You are.
Yep.
And we've also, I feel like we've done a lot of these on Atlantic Ave.
Yeah. Any other comments from the committee? From the council? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion for favorable action? The amount of this one here would be $265.48.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we're at Mark Trehelga. I just want to see my note on this. Give me a second, gentlemen. I didn't understand their reason for denial. The dates matched up for me.
Same for me. Yes, I was seeing a date of incident of February 6th. I was seeing the affidavit notarized on February 10th. And there was a statement that notice was provided on February 10th, which would make sense since it was notarized on that date. I do see a timestamp for February 18th, but I'm not sure. That could be a matter of sending it through the mail. Sometimes the mail takes some time.
Any other comments from the council? Any comments from the public? So I'm asking for a motion for favorable action in the amount of $156.82.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And now we're on to Kevin Welch. And the recommendation was to approve in the amount of $158.29. Any comments from the committee? Any comments from the council? Councilman Lattice, are you raising your hand? Oh, okay. Any comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion for favorable? Any comments from the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion for favorable action?
So moved in the amount of $158.29.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Now, I just, because it's been a while, we've had a meeting here. So do I need to ask for a motion for favorable action on the... No, okay, thank you. I hear you. I'm sorry, Lynn. Seriously, what were you saying to me? We have it. We did the minutes. Oh, this one. All right, yeah. Now I got you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Hey, we need an acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting on March 7th.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
So now we're down here, right? The PCR 5122, a resolution in regards to erecting stop signs on Calmer Road and Capri Road, or Capri, where they each intersect with Rome. For action, Councilman Sanapi.
So this is supported by a traffic study, and I request favorable action.
Okay. So for any comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Comments from the public? Hearing none. Motion for favorable action on PCR 5122.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The meeting adjourns at 9:28. Nobody, we're done.
Good evening once again, everyone. We are back to the full council meeting. If you are following the agenda, we've done roll call. We had a salute to the flag. We had the Greenwood Elementary School lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance and speak about an upcoming fundraiser that they are having. We've done announcements of congratulations, condolences, and community events. We have accepted the minutes from the council meeting on April 18th. So now we are on item number one, the consent calendar. First up is PCR 52-22, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foling, Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Lattice. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2022-031, purchase automated side loader refuse vehicle. Bid 2022-334, site investigation and remediation of Mickey Stevens Sports Complex. Bid 2022-396 Alpha, fire apparatus repairs. Bid 2022-396 Bravo, fire apparatus repairs. Bid 2023-031, services for mental health clinician. Bid 2023-024, HVAC maintenance and repair for Thayer Warburton Arena. Bid 2023-018, I apologize, I wrote that one down. One moment. Winter sand. Bid 2023-006, printing of various letterhead envelopes and business cards. Bid 2022-413, police DIMS upgrade. Bid 2022-411, purchase of APX 4500 portable radios and equipment. Bid 2022-410, purchase of APX 4000 portable radios and equipment. Bid 2023-014, bloodborne pathogen narcotics remediation. Bid 2023-019, photography and printing supplies. Bid 2023-020, BCI crime scene supplies. Bid 2023-018, correction, that one's already been stated. Bid 2022-375, janitorial cleaning supplies. Bid 2022-379, traffic signs, channel posts, and materials. Bid 2021-270, radiator manufacture and or repairs. Bid 2022-376, power wash plus all-purpose cleaner and degreaser. Bid 2022-382, professional hockey goal frame package. Bid 2022-381, grass seed mixtures. Bid 2023-009, brass fittings and valves. And bid 2022-385, design, print, mail, consumer confidence report.
Thank you very much, Councilman Howe. Are there any questions on the consent calendar that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay, next up is PCR 53-22, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action with amendment.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Gephardt. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have PCR 3-22. The amount is changed to $240.39.
So that is the amendment, the amended amount that you are putting forward at favorable action at $240.39.
Yes, Mr. President.
And that was second by Councilman Foley. Okay, any questions on the amendment? Okay, we're going to vote the amendment and then move on to the continue. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amended number of $240.39.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Okay, the amendment passes. Number three on the consent calendar is PCR 54-22, a resolution relative to claims. Committee report, public safety.
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action. Item one.
Let me get a second first. Second by Councilman Ricks. Go ahead, Councilman Foley.
Item one, Marilyn Bizzer, in the amount of $149.72. James Boyasian. That was denial. No, that was denied due to no evidence. David Estevez, approved in amount of $300. Paris Fortini, approved in the amount of $136.57. Lucy Green, approved in the amount of $180.13. Anne Icobucci, approved in the amount of $300. Robert Madujano, approved in the amount of $300. Elizabeth Mattson, approved in the amount of $300. Erin Rath, approved in the amount of $300.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a two tires. Joseph, item 10, Joseph Renzulli, approved in the amount of $300. Michael Simmes, approved in the amount of $265.48. Item 12, Mark Trahelga, approved in the amount of $156.82. And Kevin Welch, approved in the amount of $158.29.
Thank you, Councilman Foley.
Mr. President?
Yes, Solicitor Walsh.
And just listening to the runoff, I just wanted to reconfirm the amount I had on Rath was $263.75.
But that was for, there was two tires. That's why, if I'm thinking of the right one, let me get to the base. Yeah, there were two tires involved in that. So we multiplied it by two, which went over the limit. So we went to the limit.
I confirm that is my recollection too.
Madam Clerk, can you report what you...
Do you have a number?
Yeah, 263.
Yeah, I think that was a different item. The item here I see only has a reference to one tire, and I think we originally had gone towards 300, and I have crossed out, followed by 263.75, which is the lowest estimate provided.
What did her?
Item.
And reconfirming what the claim presented, it's a flat front passenger side tire. So it was one tire.
So you, the motion we made at the committee was for the 263.75?
Yes, okay. And that's what the clerk and I have is confirmed as the committee's action. So we just, it was read as 300. Just wanted to correct the item and into the record that it is the 263.
I'm sorry, can you speak up? I could.
When the summary was read, you had, I believe you had mentioned $300 right. On that claim. Okay. I just wanted to correct the record that it was the 263.75.
On item number 9 for Aaron Rath, the amount should read $263.75.
And that is confirmed by the city clerk as well. That's what she has for her records. Yep.
Thank you. And also, pardon me, I was looking at item 6 as opposed to item 9 for the two-tire issue.
No problem, Councilman. There's a lot of claims tonight.
Thank you, gentlemen and lady.
Okay, are there any questions on relative to the claims on the consent calendar? Okay, are there any questions for the consent calendar as a whole that were not asked earlier this evening? Councilwoman Travis.
No, the vote now would be on the three consent calendar items. The amendment was just to reflect the removal of the one abatement so that the total was corrected on that resolution. So this the vote upcoming is on the bid package, the abatements in the new amount of $240.39, and all of the claim recommendations as just read by Councilman Foley.
All set. Okay, hearing no more questions, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis? 9 yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passes. There was two items that were removed from the consent calendar. First is bid 2023-010 is now PCR 56-22, committee report finance.
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action as amended.
And if second by Councilman Foley, if you could read the amendment for us.
Yes, Mr. President. The amendment is to add Warwick Wind Water Company and removed the itemized list to include all vendors.
So the amendment is favorable action to amend to add Warwick Wind Water as an additional vendor and remove the itemization of all vendors, one making all eligible for items, correct?
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay. Is there any questions on the amendment? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? 9 yes to amend.
The amendment passes. Councilman Howe.
Mr. President, PCR 53-22 had an item pulled. It's now PCR 57-22. In the amount of $788.46.
We're going to move.
I apologize.
Favorable action.
Favorable action on PCR 57-22.
Okay. So if you make it one more time, favorable action as amended, correct?
Recommend favorable action on PCR 57-22.
And second by Councilman Foley.
56-22
as amended. The new PCR is 56-22.
I'm sorry. Mr. President, I have to move it as amended.
Correct.
I apologize. I apologize. I went right to the next one.
Yep.
Am I clear, Solicitor, or should I start from the beginning? I did actually move the wrong.
The amendment has been duly passed, so it's in order if you would like to make a motion favorable as amended on PCR 5622, formerly bid 2023-010.
So moved.
Okay, second by Councilman Foley. All right, are there any questions? Again, this is for favorable action as amended. The clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Yes. Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Yes. 9 yes as amended.
Thank you. Motion passes as amended. The second item that was taken off the consent calendar is an abatement number 11691, Committee Report Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action on PCR 57-22.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
So as previously stated, an error. This is an item that was removed from the resolution abatements. The amount of $788.46.
Okay, are there any questions on this PCR? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Yes. Mr. McElroy?
Abstain.
Mr. Ricks? Mr. Ricks is an abstain, okay. Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis? 8 yes, 1 abstention.
Two abstentions.
Two?
Yes. Councilman McElroy and Councilman Ricks.
Oh, you abstained. Did. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have now finished the consent calendar. We're moving to unfinished business. There is none, so now we're on to new business. First up is PCR 47-22, Committee Report Intergovernmental. Okay, the committee reports unfavorable action. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 47-22 that was not stated in committee earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for unfavorable action on PCR 47-22.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Unfavorable action. Number two this evening is PCR 48-22, Committee Report Intergovernmental.
Mr. President, that was withdrawn at the request of the sponsor.
Okay, so we'll take that as a motion to withdraw, second by Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks. Any questions on this? We will do a roll call. A vote of yes vote is to withdraw. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
Motion is withdrawn. Next up is PCR 49-22, Committee Report Intergovernmental.
Unfavorable, Mr. President.
Okay, I'll take that as a motion for unfavorable. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Howe. Are there any questions or comments on PCR 49-22 that were not mentioned in committee earlier this evening? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So I'd just like to comment on some of the conversation earlier about this not being vetted with the public or with the bargaining group or with the school committee, et cetera. That's not totally accurate. I had conversations with various groups pertaining to this particular action. But to say that this should stop right here in committee and not go to the General Assembly, I have difficulties wrapping my arms around that, because that's exactly what happened at the last meeting. This council voted unanimously for term limits for the mayor and for the city council. It was voted unanimously. I didn't see any mass campaigns about that. There were no public hearings. There was conversation amongst, I would assume, all of you and your constituents, as I did as well. But there was no great big Facebook campaign about this. And it was unanimously approved by this city council to send that resolution to the General Assembly, ask for their approval to put it on the ballot. Now, all of us, including the administration, has an opportunity to do everything that you need to do in the next 8 months to get that passed, or 7 months, whichever it is. This is no different than that very resolution that this council unanimously passed. But now, here we are with a conversation that says we shouldn't send this to the General Assembly. We shouldn't give the General Assembly the opportunity to vote yea or nay, and we shouldn't try to effectuate the opportunity for the members of the public to vote on it. But it was okay to do it for term limits for the mayor and term limits for the city council. That doesn't make any sense to me. I will not be voting in favor of the unfavorable action because of those things. I ask you, what is the difference between this and what this body just did a meeting ago, one meeting ago? This is exactly what we did 2 weeks ago, because we needed to go to the General Assembly, hopefully for their blessing, and to give the voters the opportunity to decide whether they want term limits for the city council and whether they want term limits for the administration. And we have 7 months to do our due diligence to educate the public with that regard. But ultimately, they'll make the decision. What's being suggested now for this bill is to treat it totally different than what we just did. Treat it totally different. Don't allow it to go to the General Assembly. And don't allow the voters to have their say in 7 months from now. I think that's wrong. That's terribly wrong. And I would hope that all of you would reassess your position on this and consider favorable action to send it to the General Assembly. Ask for the General Assembly's approval to get it on the ballot and let the taxpayers and the voters decide whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. Thank you.
Councilman Snappy.
So just a few quick things. Now, many of you know, and you probably saw it on the Beacon, I obviously had a similar bill that was going to be put forward. And then once it was about to be on the docket, I was barraged by calls from many people who provided the alternative view of the situation. Because like many of us have already said, we've been talking about this for years. Spoiler alert, we're biased. We have a perspective that we have over the years from what we've seen and what we do. So that's why we rely on members of the public and others. And when I finally got this other view from multiple and was forced to look at it from another angle that I hadn't considered nor anyone I had spoken to, I realized that we really didn't have the information we needed to make an informed decision. And for me to seek to have the bill passed, so we'll go to the General Assembly and then go to the ballot and then just rely on the fact, well, I have time in between now and then, it doesn't requires then all the voters to get educated. And it also requires whatever my initial thing was, such as laid out before, to be correct. Because if it turns out between now and then we get educated and we realize what we're proposing is actually a bad idea, we're stuck with it. It's on the ballot. It's over. And so then the voters approve what we've then found out is a bad idea. We're then stuck with that until likely 2 years later, unless we do a special election, which comes at a great cost. So I'm not going to speak to all the matters that has been pointed out that maybe it's a rush, maybe it's too late in the session. But at least for this one, I can say clearly that the concerns of that nature are well-founded. They've played out exactly how it's been warned they would play out. And it's unfortunate because I, like many of you, want to see changes made. Even members of the school committee want to see changes made from those I've talked to. But I'm willing to bet that those same people would agree with the fact that they don't want it done in a way that could actually cause problems as opposed to create solutions. And I know things better. That's what we all want. And normally I would be all for trying something just to see if it could make it work. Unfortunately, because of the nature of this being the charter, we get stuck with it, especially with the ballot. And it's very frustrating, but I think we should wait, figure it out, and get it done, and get it done right. And can't stress enough that I agree, a terribly frustrating situation to be in, but it is what we're, the situation we are in. And yes, it would have been better if these concerns were raised before, but at least in regards to my own thing, shame on me from not shouting from the rooftop sooner to try to solicit that feedback. Because from my perspective at the time, it didn't even occur to me that there was all these other concerns laid out that existed. So shame on me, but that's the situation we're in.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments? I'm not going to reiterate what I just stated before in committee. I would just like to state that I believe that term limits was a very straightforward vote that the public can see, support or not support something like this. The public may want to have more options. Instead of moving 5 to 9, maybe they want to have some appointees. Maybe they want to have a different format. Maybe they don't want to go 9. Maybe we want to do something different. This boxes us in just for this one discussion. And I just don't think that the timing is right for that. I think we should have the debate. If we would just push this forward, again, 5 to 9 is the only thing that the voters could vote on. That may not be what the majority of the voters want. Maybe they want to change it, but they want to change it to something else. I believe those discussions need to continue. And that is my position. So the clerk will call the roll for unfavorable action. A yes vote is for unfavorable on PCR 49-22. Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
No.
Six yes. Three no.
PCR 49-22 is unfavorable. Next up is PCR 50-22, Committee Report Intergovernmental.
Unfavorable action, Mr. President.
Would you like to make that motion? Unfavorable, second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not mentioned earlier this evening in committee? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Once again, I would ask that my colleagues reconsider this item. As I said earlier, we've done the very same thing just 2 weeks ago, implemented term limits on the city council as well as the mayor. It was obviously appropriate to do it then, and I would say that it's appropriate to do it now. So having said that, I would request that this recommendation from the committee be amended to favorable action.
Any other comments, questions? Councilman Sanapi.
So Councilman Lattice, I might be with you on this one, so this will be an interesting vote.
Unfortunately, I am going to have to vote against PCR 50-22 for the same reason that I voted against the measures concerning term limits 2 weeks ago. And I really do think that it would make sense for the school committee and city council to match, but my approach instead would be to reconsider the vote that we took a couple of weeks ago.
Any other questions on PCR 50-22 or comments? Okay, again, my statements are stated earlier on. Again, the other statement I would just like to make is on this. Again, this is a very specific question. What if members of the public wanted to change the 4-year terms at the school committee, make them 2-year terms, and then maybe put in some term limits? Again, additional discussion. The timing is my concern. So the clerk will call the roll for unfavorable action on PCR 50-22. A yes vote is for unfavorable.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sanapi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
5-4.
PCR 50-22 is unfavorable.
On second thought, I vote to reconsider.
I'm going to ask the solicitor to walk us through this.
So Councilman Ricks is a qualified member of the prevailing vote. So at this time, a motion, he has an eligible motion. Is there a second to reconsider the vote that you just took?
Would the second, any member of the council can second, or is it just the people that have voted in favor? Since he is the eligible person, he can make the reconsideration. Are the whole council available to second that, or is it only members that voted in the affirmative?
I think when we researched this,
must
it was
be seconded by a member of the prevailing side as well.
Okay, so the only individual that can second this motion is someone that voted yes for unfavorable and would like to change that vote. So is there a second? So there is no second. So the motion to recall fails.
If I may, I believe that under the council rules, any member may second. Considering that,
excuse me, Councilman Ricks, the solicitor is the attorney. He will make the determination.
Pursuant to Rule 27, when a vote has been passed, it shall be in order for any member voting with the prevailing side to move reconsideration thereof in accordance with the provisions of these rules at either the same or the next subsequent council meeting. The same ordinance, resolution, or vote shall come but once before the City Council for reconsideration. A motion for reconsideration must be seconded by a member of the prevailing side and must be voted upon at the same meeting in which it was made.
So I believe the question has been answered. It is clear. So I'll ask one more time. Is there a second from anybody that would like to that voted in yes for unfavorable? There is none. The motion to reconsider fails. Number five this evening is PCR 51-22, a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign on Kilmore Road. A committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Sinapi. Second by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe. Any questions that were not brought up during the public safety meeting earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
I'd just like to point out how arbitrary so much of this is. Before saying yes on this particular item, I concur.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Nine yes, motion passes.
Nine yes, motion passes. Ward 1, anything under unanimous consent?
No,
Ward 2?
No.
Ward 3? Pass. Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 6? Ward 7 passes. Ward 8? Ward 9? Councilwoman Travis? All in favor of moving the docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any objections? Any abstentions? We are in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
No,
Ward 2?
Two items. First, a resolution requesting that the City of Warwick issue a request for proposals to solicit proposals and bids from the public for the sale of the site of the former Aldridge Junior High School for use or uses consistent with the city comprehensive plan and complementary to the neighborhood, with preference to preservation of the existing building and its facade.
It's a request to do it, so intergovernmental. Second one, sir?
Second item, a resolution requesting that the City of Warwick and or Beta Group, Inc. present the results of Beta Group, Inc.'s analysis to the City Council that were provided for consideration in an amount of $98,698 following unanimous approval by the City Council of bid 2020-310 on July 13, 2020, as assigned on July 24, 2020, in relation to pavement managing systems, or excuse me, pavement management systems.
We'll put that in finance. Anything else, Councilman?
That's all. Thank you.
Ward 3.
One item, Mr. President. Docketing on behalf of the mayor, a resolution related to authorizing the mayor to execute aviation easements with RIAC on city parcels 341-0001-000 and 341-0149-0000 in exchange for just compensation.
Public properties.
Thank you.
Ward 4, anything to docket this evening?
Pass.
Ward 5.
Yes, Mr. President. So just a question to the solicitor. A motion to, or an item to amend a council rule, would that be a resolution or an ordinance?
Resolution.
Okay. Make a resolution. Tentative title is Rule 27. And the content is amending Rule 27.
We'll put that in intergovernmental.
Where, please?
Intergovernmental.
Thank you.
Ward 6.
Yes.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Yes.
Ward 9.
I have three. The first is an ordinance. An ordinance in regards to the placement of no parking either side signs on Beechwood Drive and on Charlotte Drive east of Robert Avenue, and no parking this side signs on the northerly side of Charlotte Avenue west of Robert Avenue.
We'll put that in ordinance.
Second is a resolution. A resolution in regards to removing no parking signs either side of Hopkins Avenue and Collins Avenue.
Public safety.
And the third is an ordinance on behalf of the administration. An ordinance to ensure equitable access to CRMC rights of way in Warwick.
Intergovernmental, CRMC. Councilman, is that an ordinance? We'll put in the ordinance committee. All right, there's no more business before the city council. Everybody have a good evening.